This is a message of hope. Well, more importantly, it's a sign of hope. Oh, what is your sign? Oh, there's a country song that was popular not long ago. And here's your sign. Well, I want to talk about this morning, here is your sign. And I also want you to know that God loves signs. And not just metaphor, but signs. Signs that mean a lot to us. And the sign that I want to talk to you about today is when God foretold of one who would be the hope for the nations, one who would be born and come from the Galilee. God said he would be called, and I can't pronounce the name in the Hebrew, so I'll just tell you, the name means Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, God told King Ahaz that a young woman that we often translate as a virgin would conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to name him Emmanuel, meaning God with us. It's a sign of hope. So when Joseph received guidance from God in a dream with the direction to take pregnant Mary as his wife, he told Joseph to name the child Jesus, which means God saves. Now, this is not new to Scripture. In fact, throughout Scripture, from Genesis onward, all names have meaning. And in the Hebrew language, in fact, it's said to be infused with deep spiritual meaning and prophetic coding. Places and different things take place on and for with names, from various sons, other names describe characteristics or personalities and become meaningful to the Scripture stories. So others serve as prophecy. Take, for example, Cain and Abel, Tamar, Adam. These names tell us of a symbolic information that helps us to understand God's stories and prophecies. So the names found in Isaiah in particular serve as a multifaceted prophecy. They are both micro and macro. They pertain to the current time, but they also project an outward toward a greater and a coming time. So Matthew's gospel spills the tea, so to speak, about the birth of Jesus. We learn more about Joseph than any other point in Scripture. We learn that the kind of person that he is, and most of all, we learn about who Jesus will be. Both Mary and Joseph were visited by angels of God. We're often called living messengers who God uses to relay information and correct truth, sometimes in person, sometimes in a dream or a vision. So the angel's visitation in dreams are God's way of saying, just keep the faith. I got this, guys. So in this particular scripture, we see God relaying two symbolic names, Emmanuel, meaning God with us, Jesus, which means God saves. And although the name of the child is to be Jesus, he will be called Emmanuel. You see, in this way, we understand that Jesus, the Savior, is also the Messiah that Isaiah foretold. Now, we also understand that God is not only going to save, but God is going to do it in person. God with us. Now, we know through the stories that Joseph woke from a dream and a vision. And the rest, we say, is history, because the birth of Jesus that took us to look forward to this, the fourth Sunday of Advent, reminds us of both God's power and God's presence and intervention. Now, God may not intervene in every single aspect or even events in history, but when God does intervene, you can't miss it. For God's outstretched arms and mighty hand, God's voice, God's presence makes an entrance like no other. And it's not just about comfort. That's why Isaiah in the scripture becomes so important to Matthew for his listeners to understand about Jesus. They need to see the tradition, the logic, the identity, the genealogy of Jesus in order to understand how he lived with their take on scripture. But most of all, they needed to hear the words being suggested with the line, save and God with us. For Isaiah, the passage was all about restoration, because in the northern kingdom it fell to Assyria in 720 to 722 BCE for attacking Judah and pillaging the temple treasure. So when the southern kingdom later fell to Babylon in 587, people needed to understand that God also had sounded a ram's horn message of hope, and that when the time was right, God would restore the faithful. You see, transformation would occur, and darkness would turn to light. Despair would turn to joy, and mourning would turn to comfort, and destruction would yield to a promise, an eternal promise. When Persia's King Cyrus defeated Babylon in 539 and allowed the exiles to return home to Israel, Israel was one step closer to that promise. But, you know, I love the buts and the ifs. There was one more thing to come. For God's signs meant more than just one event in the here and now. And this is what Jesus would proclaim. God's sign this time was much bigger and amazing than ever before. For God in Jesus, the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, God with us, will be the one who saves the world from sin, restoring a whole world to God. Now, prophecy is our way of reading the signs of the times, but it's also a way of reading God's signs. Unfortunately, we don't tend often to be very good at that. Well, but the hope is there. Even then, with the witnesses to the gospel and Jesus' miraculous resurrection, that's really what sealed the deal, was his resurrection. But even then, with the proof of Jesus' identity on paper and his life in witness, even then when the birth of the child brought more prophecy gifts and warnings and change, even then when the prophets from the temple would proclaim who he would be, even then when John announced who he would be and what he would mean, still, nearly no one got it. Not until after the resurrection. You see, God continues to send us signs. Some may be evident, others may be concealed. But, you know, I love the buts and the ifs. God's language to us appears to us in signs, in dreams, in prayer, meditations, vision, proclamations, name, and children, and Jesus, God with us. God who came in human form to save us, to restore us to ourself, to each other, and more importantly, to our world. So this Christmas season, let us all rejoice in God's message, in the messenger, in the person of Christ, and in the hope that not only is to come, but is in the here and the now. Because without God sending us Jesus and becoming manifested in the flesh, God with us, we wouldn't have any hope. But continue to look for the signs of his quick, soon return, and the signs of the message of hope that we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the meaning of Christmas. God is certainly with us. And we give him the glory, the praise, and the honor. So as we continue to learn more from Scripture and from a personal relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ, sealed by the gift of the Holy Spirit, that this Christmas season, this season of Advent, will allow you to develop a closer relationship with the one who created us and loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son into the world, that whosoever believe in him not only will have joy and hope and peace, but will have eternal life. Wow, what a promise in this Christmas season. What a gift. In Jesus' name.